It's time for All Things Gardening with Charlie Nardozzi, brought to you by Vermont Victory Greenhouses and Gardener's Supply. Hello, Charlie.
Hi, Mary.
There are a plethora of questions from our listeners, so do you want to do another lightning round of Q&A?
Yes, let's dive right into it.
Awesome. This first one comes from Anne in East Montpelier, and Anne writes, I have raised beds in my hoop house where I grow a variety of veggies for our family. Several of the beds have those roly-poly bugs that look like little armadillos. There are a ton of them in the soil. They're eating transplanted starts and the tender seedlings of kale, radishes, flowers, lettuces. Please help.
Yes, the roly-poly bugs. These are also called pill bugs, and they do roll up. They're not insects. They're actually crustaceans related more to shrimp than to other kinds of insects. So that's kind of a cool thing. Anyway, to control them, they like, of course, those wet, damp conditions we've been having and warm temperatures. You can control them like earwigs. So just get a newspaper, roll it up, maybe put some vegetable oil, or olive oil, something in the center that'll attract them. In the evening, they will all go in there to congregate. And so in the morning, you take that rolled up paper and just toss it, into the compost pile. Of course, if you can increase the air circulation around there, let the soil dry out, that's going to help a lot. And I had the same issue in our greenhouse, and I used Sluggo, which is a bait for slugs and snails, with a little bit of spinosad, and that seemed to work as well. So a couple different options for you.
Next question from Marsha in Bellows Falls. Marsha writes, I live adjacent to the town forest. There's a trickle of a stream in a gully on their side of the border. Knotweed's favorite habitat. I cut it back as best I can, regularly mowing a path between the knotweed and the meadow. I want to know if it's safe to either add the dried stems and leaves to compost and use them as mulch. So far, I've been dragging the harvest to a paved area to dry out in the sun.
Japanese knotweed is big, difficult weed to get rid of. And if you have harvested it, like Marshall has done, you do want to let it really dry out. So put it on a paved area, leave it there for days, let it dry out so that it's really brown and crispy. Then you can use it as either a mulch or in the compost. But if it's any life to it, it might just start rooting again. So watch out.
Here's one from Janet. Janet writes, I've never had trouble with my garlic. Some years yield is better than others, but a serious problem happened this year. The scapes and some of the leaves are shriveled. At first, I thought it might be frost damage, but some of the inner parts have crumbly white or pale orange masses.
Originally, I thought it might be a leek moth, but actually, when you said there's orange masses, I think it's probably the allium leaf miner, which is another pest of garlic and all kinds of alliums. The orange masses are actually the pupa that are in there, and they will tunnel down and can cause some damage on your garlic bulbs themselves. So there's a couple things you can do. First of all, when you do harvest, pretty soon we'll be harvesting our garlics, you want to eat it all up this year. Don't use that same garlic to plant next year because you could have some of those pupae overwintering in the garlic bulbs and then you end up putting them back in the bed again. And then, of course, rotate your bed. So put them in a different place than you grew them last year. As soon as they pop out of the ground next spring, cover them over with a mesh. It could be a floating row cover or a mesh cover. That way the adult fly won't be able to lay their eggs in there and just keep checking them. And hopefully that will solve the problem and you'll have better garlic next time.
All right, Elliot in Hanover, New Hampshire writes, over the course of a week, the eastern redbud tree outside my bedroom window abruptly defoliated. The tree's about 10 years old. The bark does not appear to be diseased. Another redbud's about 100 yards away and it's healthy. Any thoughts?
Well, it could have been the wet weather we had. I've grown red buds where I am, and I have clay soil. I don't know, Elliot, if you have clay soil, but it holds a lot of moisture, and red buds don't like that. They want something that's really well drained, and they couldn't actually suddenly die because of it. So it could be a root rot issue. You can check the trunk and see if there's any borer holes that are in there. Of course, there's lots of different borers that might tunnel into the tree and weaken it that way. If you see that yellow sticky sap, that's called gummosis. That's a gummy substance that is an indication of disease or the borers. But otherwise, I would try to give it a little fertilizer, aerate the soil a little bit, and see if you can get some new growth to come back.
Okay, this one from Catherine. Catherine writes, who is felling my young corn plants? They're nipped and cut at the base like a tree and then just left there to die. I suspect voles.
Catherine, I think you're right. It probably is either voles or chipmunks. So next time when you go around to planting your corn, you might put some castor oil pellets down. Castor oil is a repellent for moles and voles, and it may even work for the chipmunks. That should keep them away until the corn gets big enough to ward them off themselves.
If you have questions for Charlie about your garden, send them to us, gardening@vermontpublic.org. And listen to this wherever you listen to podcasts. Thanks, Charlie.
You're welcome, Mary. And I'll be seeing you in the garden.